This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still a red to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag.
Yeah, forget the theme song you just heard. Listen to our new theme song.
It's a weird habit that I have where I like to sing to begin, but then I forget every podcast has a fucking theme song.
Well, I mean, now we're just giving them options. It's kind of like Eurovision. We're kind of like, they're like, hey, do you like this one or do you like this one?
I don't. What is Eurovision?
Oh, girl, you need to get into Eurovision. Is a song contest that happens every year where countries of Europe and other places all compete. They have a national song and then everyone votes what's the best song of the summer.
Oh,
yeah, it's pretty fun. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
But wait, everyone is singing the same song?
No, everyone just like brings a different song to represent their country. It's like Song Olympics.
Oh, I could get into some Song Olympics.
It's really fun and gay and dumb. And Greece has won in the past. Well, that's when I really got into it. And yeah, ABBA actually, like ABBA's origins, it comes from competing in fucking Eurovision.
Really? I didn't fucking know that.
Isn't that crazy?
I love learning,
and I love drag, because, as you know, we're the only people who are in the whole fucking world talking about drag right now, which is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
But this episode of RuPaul's Drag Race was the snatch game of love.
My God, the whole season is saved, Nicole. The whole season.
Yeah, I honestly did not love Snatch Game of Love when they introduced it last season, but this one worked. This one was, like, fun and good.
Uh-huh. It was, the people who did great fucking did great. The people who did bad did bad.
Did so badly.
Man. Should we talk about drag, the drag world drama now or later?
Ooh, let's talk about it now. What's going on?
I mean, what are your theories on why RuPaul deleted her Instagrams?
I think maybe because people have been home for so long and they've got too much time on their hands and like people are coming at her with stupid shit maybe. Or maybe she just like was taking a break.
See, I don't know. I don't think it's some big conspiracy. I agree.
No.
I think it's just I need a break. This is all stupid. This is bullshit to me.
Yeah, this isn't real. I have a real life and I'm going to go live it. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's anything nefarious.
Oh, me neither.
Listen to that good word.
Ooh,
nefarious.
Nefarious. That is a sexy big ass word,
right?
Nicole.
Ooh, what an SAT word I use so early in the morning.
Ooh.
And by early, I mean it's 1 p.m.
Nefarious ne'er-do-wells contemplate evil activities. Ooh, sexy.
That was nice.
Thank you. Well, I do want you to know that even though RuPaul deleted her Instagram, Tyra is still coming for her on Instagram.
Man, I love... Well, I don't even know if I can call her Tyra Sanchez because she's been asked, or he's been asked to be referred to by his, like, James. And... But
yeah.
Then Tyra is still posting. So I'm like, so Tyra is either posting from the dead or Tyra is still here. And then Tyra and James interact with each other and I love it.
Yes. Tyra just posted a couple pictures of RuPaul and they all say like, sell your soul for a paycheck. They're really rough. They're really crazy.
I am so confused as to why she hates RuPaul as much as she does.
Right. RuPaul's...
Or why he. I'm sorry. I keep misgendering him. He's asked to be referred to as he.
Yes. Well, he, I don't know, but he's not doing, I don't get it. He's not doing well. He's not doing well.
It is strange.
There's also some tea being spilled by Evie, because, as you know, Canada's Drag Race has debuted, and Brooklyn, Evie tweeted at Brooklyn being like, you're a great host, something to the tune of, I think one thing you did that you did, you actually look contestants in the eyes when you judge, which is something I've never experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, girl.
I honestly think she was just being...
Just being silly.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it really meant anything. I think Everybody is reading too much into everything. Yeah, I just... And also, even if Rue didn't look at you, I don't know. She's at work. It's a job. She's hosting a show.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what do you want from... I mean, that is a good point. That it's like, what do you want? You want her to just, like... pour her blood and guts on you and just be like, oh my god, are we best friends yet? Let's be mm-hmm. best friends, okay? Give me your number. Let's hang out. Like, is that what is that? That's probably an unfair expectation as well.
Yeah.
She's a busy girl. Okay. She's okay. Yeah. Okay. And then we'll talk about Derek tweeting about India later because
Fine. Derek Barry is a real treat. I love Derek Barry.
I love Derek Barry. She's I'm so devastated that she's not in the season some more.
I'm truly devastated that she got sent home so quick.
So quick. And she would have been great, especially for this week's festivities. Man, she would have been so good.
I gotta say, this fucking episode was like a throwback to like
yes.
old episodes where the drama was here.
Yes.
Oh my god, the beef was brought to the salad.
Oh my god, the beef was brought to the salad and someone crushed glass inside of this beef salad.
Yes.
It is filled with lunacy and I love it so much.
Yeah,
god,
I had a great time.
I had a good time.
So in the beginning of this episode, we find out that Mayhem voted to send herself home.
Which I hate and is so lame.
Yes.
And if you want to talk about Nancy Drew, like, this just further complicates the whole conspiracy.
It really does. Should we just talk about it up top?
I mean, let's dive. I'm going to dive in at every point we can. But yeah, let's talk. Let's talk.
So,
the conspiracy.
Yes. Okay. So the campaign, the conspiracy.
The campaign.
So Shay wins the lip sync and very sad Alexis Mateo is like worried about her stance in the competition because she was trying to send Shay home earlier.
Uh-huh.
So she was like, should we talk? And then Shay's like, I don't need to talk to anybody. And it was like, oh, fuck. So Shay's going to send Alexis home. And then, fucking
India.
India Farah. Can I talk to you?
Yes. And it's like, oh, sure. Yeah, of course. Sure, girl. Then she's like, hey, I want you to know that Alexis took me and Mayhem aside or me and Mariah aside? Me and Mayhem.
No. So she said that Mayhem and Alexis took India aside to ask India to vote for Shay to go home. But it's like, why wouldn't they have pulled everybody aside to collectively be like, let's get Shay out?
Right. I mean, it could go either way. You could say that this is a damn lie.
Yeah.
Or you could argue that, you know, in those small numbers, a lot of times you only need three. You only need three to tip the vote, you know?
Wait, but it was two for Shay. And who went home that episode?
It was almost three and three because it was Mariah or Shay.
Yes.
It was Mariah and Shay. So I think it was because like it was three for Mariah, two for Shay, and it was like, ooh, that's close.
Mm-hmm.
Technically four because the person who won that week also had Mariah. But like if the assassin won, it would have been completely tied for Shay and Mariah, which is interesting.
Yeah, so that's not a plan.
Right. I mean, we also like, the
you
producers.
Would have, yeah. That's so, it's so, and it's so nuts that it came up now, Like, you didn't think to tell Shay earlier?
Well, there's just, I mean, truly, everyone put all the FBI, every CIA, pause everything. Pentagon, pause it.
Yes.
We have to figure out.
We do. We got to get to the bottom of this, because even after the episode aired, each queen maintains that they're telling the truth.
Yes, I know. Well, here's what I think. Okay, so the my boring guess is that there are truth and lies on both parties' parts.
Yes.
Yeah, I think maybe, which I want to say the camera would have caught it, but I guess India maybe was like, no, maybe Alexis was like, ha ha ha, let's get her out of here. Maybe yes. She just said that jokingly or something. And then
that's
she was like,
honestly, what I think happened.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That Mayhem and Alexis were talking and they were like, yeah, I'm going to vote for Shay. Let's send the strongest person home. And yeah. Then they were like, right, India? And then India was like,
campaign.
I feel like Shay's being threatened and I need to tell her right before she sends me home.
Right. That's what makes it feel like the game of mafia murder again. It's like, well, yeah. Now why are you bringing it up? Like, that's some fucking interesting shit.
Yeah.
To be offering this sacrifice up when you are clearly the person who should go home.
Yeah. She's been in she was in the bottom four times.
Yes. But now what I'll also say is that Alexis is playing a messy game. And that doesn't mean I think it's a bad game, but I mean, her argument isn't waterproof, or you know what I mean? Or bulletproof.
What, that she wasn't trying to send Shay? That there wasn't
right.
a campaign?
Right.
I mean, I thought she looked pretty shocked, but then when Jujubee was like, May or not Mayhem, India was bad in the Snatch Game, so she's a bad actress, so maybe that's why she's telling the truth.
Yes!
And Alexis was good in the Snatch Game, so that maybe she's the one who's lying. And I was like, I mean, ooh. Yes!
But that's a little unfair, right? Because that's like saying, if we're good improvisers, we're good liars.
We're liars, yeah.
Yeah.
But then, has Mayhem said anything?
I don't know if she has as of now. I will literally double check right now. I don't think she has, but I want to know. Or they're like, are they going to do some? They're not going to do some sort of reunion, unfortunately, which I kind of for this season, I would love one.
They're not doing a reunion?
I don't think so.
They have to do a reunion.
I would love a reunion, but sometimes for All Stars, they just end it. They're just like, bye.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
All Stars 2 had a reunion, but a lot of the other ones didn't. All she tweeted yesterday, what's for lunch? So, girl. which I do think feels like her being like, I'm not going to talk about it. Okay, I am not done talking about this. This is so crazy because, like, Shay did the right thing because if she sent home Alexis, she would have looked like chaotic, right? She would have looked great, like too crazy, and then a target would have been on her back, even though I think the target is already on her back because now that everyone's going to be in the bottom, that's not good.
No, I hate it.
That means, and we know Shay's not going to win next week. We know. We just know it because producers wouldn't do that again, which means someone could pull a very life's not fair next week.
I mean, I guess.
I don't know. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong, too.
I really hope I'm wrong. Man, okay, so if you had to pick a side, let's say there's no in the middle, whose team are you on, Alexis or India?
Alexis, 100%. But also, I'm obsessed with Alexis Mateo.
Yes. Yes.
Bam, I think she's so funny.
Bam. I agree. I will say I pick Alexis, but not for any fair reason. It's not fair at all. It's just I like Alexis. And
also,
man.
Okay, yeah, I like India, yeah. But India's narrative, I feel like, has been I'm changing my narrative from how I was seen leaving my season. So I was like, Is she pulling the stunt to be like, this is my, I'm controlling the narrative of my exit?
That's interesting. If she's like, the last thing I will be remembered for is getting picked up. Now, if anything, I'll be remembered for starting some good shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what I'll also say is, like, people kind of believe, sometimes you believe a lie so fiercely, it's no longer a lie.
Yeah, you can truly alter your state of reality by the power of belief.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called like false memory. It's a real thing in our brains where someone can just tell you a story. Like, for example, a lot of times young kids are like, you're told a story of like, I did when I was two, I put an ice cream cone up my ass. And then and you hear it so many times that you're like, oh, no, I remember it. I remember putting an ice cream cone up my ass. And then, of course, psychology is like, that's impossible. It's like, it's not very possible that you would remember something at 2 years old.
I had an old roommate who I had told this story at like parties so much that she started telling it. And then we were like at the same party and she was telling my story as if it happened to her. And I was like, what? And she was like, oh, sorry. I've heard the story so much. I feel like it happened to me. And I was like, you can't just steal my story.
Yeah. That's weird. I don't like that.
Well, let's get into this episode.
Let's dig in. So we're back in the workroom. Landslide for Mayhem, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little conversation of who's the front runner. And then, of course, someone's like, Juju, you're the front runner. And she's like, I wouldn't say that.
It is so funny when people are like, front runner this, front runner that. You're the front runner. And it's like, I don't know. Just like own that you're doing well in the competition.
Yeah. If you have to pick one, who's your front runner?
Shay.
Me too. I think hands down.
My top three in my, I don't know. I don't want to jinx it by saying it out loud.
No, that's okay. Whatever will be. Say it.
My top three is Shay, Alexis, and Jujubee.
100% mine too. That's 1,000,000%.
Who I want. Also, those are the people who've been doing the best in this competition.
Yeah, no, and I say this for dramatic effect, but truly, kill Blair and Cracker. I can't. And that is to say, I don't need to see more of them right now. I need to see those three duke it out in a bloody gay royale. And I don't need to see the others.
But I will say Blair has been serving looks, but we'll get to her snatch game, but like, good lord.
Good gaudy Miss Maudie. I mean, Kablair St. Sadair did not bring the snatch game.
No. No. While they're getting ready for the snatch game, I loved... Okay, so when Cracker did the whole nose thing, I thought she was doing Barbara Streisand. Does Lady Gaga acknowledge having a larger nose a lot?
I mean, no, I don't think she has a larger nose. I mean, I think we all remember she got the cutest little nip and tuck on her nose. And it was literally a perfect nose job because it was just like, oh yeah, that still looks like your nose, but it's just a little
smaller.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say she has a big nose.
Oh, I guess she does that in A Star Is Born. She references her. Yes.
Oh,
so
right.
Now I understand it. She was like her whole Gaga was literally Allie in A Star Is Born. Or I guess her doing campaigning for A Star Is Born. I don't know. It was very much like Lady Gaga doing Allie doing Lady Gaga.
Right. Because it's like, girls who look like me can't make it. And it's like, yeah, they can.
Which is so wild. I'm like, you're white and you're thin and you're talented.
Beautiful.
Lesser talents have made it through.
I don't like any part of that. Like, that can't be part of the narrative. You can say you're a stunning advocate for humans all over the world, because you are, and I fucking live for Lady Gaga, but I would put a pause on the girls who look like me can't make it.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Very strange. Okay, so the walkthrough is funny. Rue's walking through, poking holes. Rue loves Alexis. I mean, she just loves Alexis.
Because it's like an old school queen, queenie man. It's
yes.
Yeah, and Rue loves an old reference that's fun.
She loves a Uranus joke, no matter what.
She really does. So then we find out Blair's doing Ellen DeGeneres.
And she says, I don't have a backup. I don't have a backup.
Yep. No backup. Her Ellen. Gotta do it.
Her Ellen eats goats? Ellen isn't
Southern.
It was
so weird. I was like, when has Ellen... Maybe I missed it, but like maybe Ellen fucking eats goats. I don't know. It was strange.
Ellen is really hard to make funny.
I don't think so. I think it's
okay,
really
easy. Okay,
tell
me what you would do.
So what do we know about Ellen? Ellen hosts a daytime talk show.
She gives away thousands of dollars every day.
Yeah, and then she dances. And the tabloids say that she's a secret monster. There's your game. Like, you can either be like Ellen talking about like cute little viral videos and then like snapping at people to go get you water or something.
Right.
But also like that's not super well. I feel like it's like maybe it's just like an open Hollywood secret that she's not the nicest. But
I think
allegedly, I'm saying allegedly. I don't know nothing about it.
I don't know nothing about it. But allegedly people say that.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear that.
But like the dancing, you could dance. Like, honestly, the impression's out there for you. Kate McKinnon does it on SNL and she does it. It's funny. So
yes,
just like, look at that. Look at that. Just do what that. Do that.
Do that is an option, but I just don't think it was right for her. Like, because I also a lot of times Ellen is funny when she's a voice of reason. And it's hard to do a voice of reason in Snatch Game.
I don't know. Okay, let's.
I don't know.
Ask me a Snatch Game question. Let's see if I can
do
an Ellen.
Ellen. So stupid Sally is so stupid. When she goes to the grocery store, she buys blank.
Oh, shit. I'll tell you what happened. I immediately started thinking about Ellen and zoned out on the question.
Okay.
And then got to the end and I was like, oh, fuck, I got an answer.
Well, I mean, maybe, okay, is it just then doing what, even if you ignore it, just being like, what would Ellen say if she's ignoring it?
Ignoring what?
Like, ignoring the question. Like, sorry.
Sorry, I was thinking about Portia.
But see, you are funny. You are a hilarious person. Like, and that's what I think
you can make anybody, I maintain, you can make anybody funny if you just think about the things about them and then say the things that people know about them.
I think Ellen's like, a hard buy, but I think you absolutely could do it.
I truly think you can. I think you can make Beyonce funny. I think you can make anybody funny.
Right, but then like kind of, and tell me if you agree, feel free to disagree. A lot of times those games are made by creating what that person is as opposed to being accurate to what that person is.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, some of the best impressions are not accurate. They're funny.
Right. Absolutely. And, like, even this Walter Mercado character, who I don't know that well, I don't think that was accurate. I think it was
funny.
Alexis being funny and you want to be an improv nerd, playing at the top of her intelligence.
Correct.
Yes. She was just being aware, calling out what was weird, calling out people doing a bad job.
Yeah. that was very funny. India Farah, they came around to her.
Oh, God.
And she said she's going to do Jeffree Star. How polarizing, because Jeffree Star is currently in the news because he's like a fucking Nazi and has been a Nazi for years. And people still buy his fucking makeup. You don't need to support Jeffree Star. Don't buy his makeup. He's a piece of shit.
And I wish I better understood the drama with him and Tati and Sean.
Okay.
What's his fucking name?
Shane Dawson.
Shane fucking Dawson.
My understanding, I'm not really like deep in the Tati shit, but she like made a video a couple years ago calling out James Charles. I don't know, but she's like calling everybody out or whatever. But Shane Dawson is he's a real piece of shit.
Oh yeah, he's a piece of shit. His videos
he like grooms girls and like he was talking to like this 12-year-old about her period. It was so gross.
Ew.
He was so nasty. He's a nasty person. And he's like, that's not me. I was doing things for Shock Value. And I love these videos where somebody literally will like knock down an old woman and then turn around and be like, that's not who I am.
Yes.
That was me 30 yes. seconds ago, but 30 seconds now, I've learned, I've grown. And it's like, what? No, that's a part of you.
You want to talk about privilege. That is a real privilege to commit a crime and say, that's
so
not me.
It's so insane. But yeah, fucking Jeffree Star he's been on camera saying the N-word.
Uh-huh.
He says rude things about black women.
Yes.
He's truly just a fucking living nightmare.
He's a piece
and
of shit.
And then I read this article where his boyfriend, it was like a Tiger King situation where his boyfriend was like gay for the drugs and stuff. And I was like, ooh. And that is just some hot goss. I don't know about that.
I don't know either. I'm just so, it's so, I mean, cancel all YouTubers.
They don't seem to be very nice, except for my friend Mamrie Hart.
Yeah, that Mamrie is an angel, but like, do not do them for Snatch Game because they are not a good option. It's always bad. It's always bad. It's always stupid. And yeah, don't support these lunatics who say horrible things. Do not buy their makeup. You can get makeup from anyone. Buy kimchi, buy Trixie.
Yes.
Buy
MAC,
I don't know.
Look up ethical makeup. Juvia's Place is a good one. That's black.
Honesty, Anastasia Beverly Hills
love Anastasia Beverly Hills.
I really love. But,
truly.
Okay. Rue is there giving her advice of literally saying, say, I don't see how that's any of your business, no matter what I say, and she doesn't repeat it back to her.
No, and it was very fun. It was like, what is happening? Like, what don't you get about this?
Right.
Oh my, I still can't believe she did Jeffree Star.
I can't believe she didn't do Mimi, I'm First. What?
I mean, why not do, like, that is so, you could have just, like, truly kept saying you're going to pick people up.
truly, you could have, and you could have talked about how you can do camp and glamour. You could talk about your fans. Oh my God. I mean, you could start shit with Alexis, right? Because they have drama. Yeah. I mean, Mimi is so funny.
It would have been so funny if she had done Mimi, because that might have been her second win.
That might have been, God damn it. Jeffree Star is dead behind the eyes. Like,
yes.
Dead.
And I'm like, when has he ever said a funny thing?
No, he's like Paris Hilton. It's like funny to watch the train wreck.
You can do Paris in the Snatch Game. Paris is funny.
That's true. It just wasn't done well when Raven did it.
Correct.
But that's also when they didn't quite understand what Snatch Game was. Cause I remember in that season, they were like making fun of, they were like, no, you did a caricature of the character. You didn't do the character. And it was like, yeah, that's what we want to do.
Well, I think people get confused about impressions. And I'm like, they don't have to be, they just have to be slightly accurate for you to buy it and then funny.
Yeah. And I think they should be crazy, which is why I think like Blair should have done Hulk Hogan. Do you know what I mean? Like something so far away from her. And that also would have been fun because as Rue was saying, was like, do something from the gut. Do something like playful, not something overthought out.
Yeah, I think she thought about, she had all of Ellen's mannerisms. She just never said anything funny.
Yeah, truly.
She could have just been like, I don't know, I'm Ellen and I look like a little boy. I don't know. Yeah. Like, can I sit in your lap? Because I look like a little boy.
Well, I got some good news. Here's a $10,000 check from Shutterfly. Yes. I don't know. I don't know what's fun about her.
I don't know. I think you could. She could have done the dancing. The dancing is like a thing. She could have danced before every answer.
Yeah, I think if you're very good at physicality, yes, abso-fucking-lutely. And I also would, I mean, I'm going to say right now, if Nicole Byer did Ellen, it'll be funny on sight. Because, also because, when you do Emma Stone, it's funny on sight.
It is so dumb. I was going to make a whole web series about Black Emma Stone, but then I was like, I should focus myself on something better than that.
I've had that a couple times where I've been like, ooh, I'm going to do a web series called Gay Jesus. And, but then I've been like, I could probably spend my time better.
Yeah.
I think it's time for a break. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last minute gift for like your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin' helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin' is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin' is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin', I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin' today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin' app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin' is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin' is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Bring back my break.
Ooh, bring back my break, honey. We are back. What a refreshing break. Oh, I love that break. Oh,
I loved it. It was so good.
Yeah, it was really good. That berry acai break was really delicious.
This berry acai.
Oh, I love that
challenge was so funny.
Iconic.
I mean, it is real elitist to be like, here's a hard word. Now say it over and over again.
It is. But it's proof that. Okay, a really fun improv note we say all the time, which applies to Snatch Game, and some of the performance of Snatch Game is like, your gut is funnier than your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes being in the moment and just vomiting out whatever is coming in that moment is funnier than thinking and thinking and thinking.
Yeah, I felt like Lady Gaga was super thought out to the point where I was like, God, like, it feels like you wrote a script and you're just trying to fit it in, like shoehorn it into everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And like some of the lines are funny. It's just not great for this moment, the Snatch Game. The lines are funny, but they made me laugh like this. Oh, that's clever. You know?
Yeah. It was just, it was too much. I was like, I don't know. You could have been, I don't know. I don't know how to explain how I feel about the Lady Gaga other than like it just wasn't funny.
I think Gaga is cursed. I don't think you can. She's also very hard to do because, you know, we've seen the crazy Gagas like from Fifi O'Hara.
Uh-huh.
Work it, girl. Give a twirl. Give a twirl. And we've also seen the dead nothing Gagas from Sonique. Trust.
That was funny because I was like, I've never heard Lady Gaga say trust.
Yeah, never.
As much as you're saying it.
Yeah.
But I think you can do a funny Lady Gaga. I think.
Well, you I can mean, just, do you make her an uber activist? Do you make her like a cartoon of an activist, perhaps?
Well, here's the thing. I've seen Lady Gaga in concert, I think, 4 times. And she did this at the show.
Yes. You saw the one in Vegas.
Yeah, I saw the one in Vegas. I've seen her in New York twice.
Love it.
And then out here in LA, I think once. But anyway, so at her concert, the one at, it was the Joanne tour, I think? No, I don't fucking know. But
it was
she
like
did
the,
this. Okay, so during Alejandro.
Uh-huh.
She, this has nothing to do with anything you could do with the Snatch Game. It's just so funny to me. So during Alejandro, the jumbo screen zoomed in on a Hispanic man. And he was on his phone and he looked up and then saw himself in the jumbotron and was like, what the fuck? Why am I being featured during Alejandro? And it like wouldn't go off of him and I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh,
and
no.
Then Lady Gaga was like, oh, you guys know me. I'm just a girl from the streets of New York. And we were all like, you grew up rich and we know this about you.
Yes.
And then she was like, I got to work with one of the world's best civil rights activists. And we're all like, who? And then she was like, Tony Bennett. We're like, wait, what? So I think you can make her like disillusioned girl. With the world.
Yes.
And like she has like a weird way of speaking where
yes.
like sometimes there's an accent and sometimes she's like, I'm really from New York. And you're
right.
like, okay, but what happened? You were British 5 seconds ago. So like, I think you can play with all of that.
I almost wonder if you also kind of need to go through her reinventing herself.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Chad Michaels doing Cher on Snatch Game.
You can do that, but also you don't even have to like reinvent yourself over and over again. You can just be Joey Jeremiah, whatever her boy alter ego is.
Yes, Joey.
I don't know if it was Joey. I could be just lying to you.
I think it might have been Joey.
But like, yeah, like pull your wig off and be like, yeah, now I'm a man. I don't know. I feel real brain dead. I did drugs yesterday.
Good, good. And I'm proud of you because I mean, if there's one way to say I do not endorse this country, it's doing drugs on its fake Independence Day. I look, I'm with you. I'm never going to be sold that Gaga's an easy pick.
Okay.
When there's just so many good picks. Because I agree, like, I think you could do the uber philanthropist Gaga. But, you know, Cracker tried it and it seemed like a tough sell, which is why
I really think she was doing Gaga doing Oscar awards season with a touch of Ally. And I was like, that's A Star Is Born Lady Gaga is like the least fun.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, look, when you got a dead boyfriend, there's not a lot to laugh about.
Yeah.
Spoiler!
I gotta say, Alexis Mateo, she made me laugh so hard.
Yes, she just is funny.
It was funny because sometimes repetition isn't funny, but the repetitive, I don't see that for you. I bet you didn't see that coming. I saw it. The different iterations of like being like seeing shit. I thought was like really funny and fun, and she used it at all the correct times.
She was absolutely in the moment, every moment.
Yeah, it was so, it made me laugh so hard. And then India's Jeffree Star literally never, like, not to shit on someone because, like, they tried, they, you know, they a lot of work went into it, but, like, man, it was, like, deeply unfunny.
Yeah, it was just joyless. Yeah. And India is an excellent drag queen, but I think she really has a hard time with comedy stuff. And horny a lot of times is like a panic move, you know? Yeah. And I think this was kind of like, it was lifeless horny, just kind of like horny specifics, kind of like dirtiness trying to guide you.
Yeah. I honestly, I'm like, when has Jeffree Star ever been funny? And what would you make funny about him? He's got a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And makeup. Uh-huh. And sometimes says the N-word.
Right.
So
it's not a good idea.
What are you drawing from? What do you find funny about this person? Yeah, it was just a really, really wackadoo choice.
It was just, and she looked so horrifying. Her makeup was accurate, but it was horrifying. It was like, well, Jeffree Star is horrifying.
Hideous person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Truly. This like looks
inside
like
and out.
Like a fucking a broomstick wearing an alien costume. Just horrifying. Horrifying. It was just joyless. And man, it just gave Alexis 100 opportunities to.
Yeah.
Yes. And how awkward that was. Because anytime you call out the reality of the moment, you get a laugh.
You're going to get a laugh. Yeah. So then the second snatch game. Rue, I love this bit with him and Jeffrey Boyer Chapman, this like flirting bit.
Yes.
Made me laugh. It was so dumb. I loved it.
It made me laugh. It made me just a little bit scared, and then it made me laugh.
Fair. You're like, is Jeffrey into this? Yes, he is.
I'll say this. If that fucking fine piece of man was in front of me, I'd be like, let's do a bit where we kiss. let's do a bit.
Yeah, he's so cute. And then also just so nice.
Oh, my God.
He came and did our UCB drag race. And I truly was like, what are you doing here? And he was like, well, Mono asked. And
yeah.
Yeah, but like, why did you come here?
Angel. He did drag her. He did an episode of Drag Her too. And he was
I really like him.
He's so fucking nice and sweet.
And then like so cute. And I met his mom at DragCon and she was so nice and cute.
Oh God, I loved him. I love him. And he's so nice and he like believes in dreams in like the most wonderful way. Mm-hmm. Like what a treat and a gem.
Truly.
What a wonderful human man. Ugh, man.
I love him so much. He's
JBC.
He's so hot.
JBC 2024.
He's so hot.
He is wonderfully hot. He's just, oh my, I mean, literally put him on ice because he's too fucking hot. God, he's sweet. Okay,
so
I guess
Blair's
my panties are wet. Okay. Blair. Now, you know who I want to see do Ellen?
Who?
Tammy Brown.
Oh, Tammy Brown would give you a wild Ellen. Bring Tammy Brown back for season six.
She has to come back. Yeah, I see, but that's what I'm saying. Is like Tammy's Ellen would be like, oh, everyone, welcome to my show. I'm Ellen. Like, it would be so wrong and so right.
Yes.
Kind of like a Alyssa's Joan Crawford, which was just like, we love you, you're perfect.
So funny. It was nowhere near Joan Crawford, but it was funny.
It was funny. It was joyful. It was from the gut.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Like, have fun. Like,
have fun.
This Ellen was not having any fun, and Ellen, you know, she dances around and loves fun. It was just a bummer. And then, like, especially when Jeffrey asked her something, and she was like, well, I'll let everybody else answer. And I was like, what?
That's a big no. I mean, you talk
like,
about
this sucks. Just
that sucks.
Just like have fun. Just say anything. Except for like that you eat goats and you're making goat noises. That was weird.
I mean, she kind of made a joke about being uber rich, which also is hard because It's hard to laugh at people who have everything.
Ellen's got a... Her special was fine, but she had this one joke that I really laughed at.
The plane
she
joke?
Was, yeah, where she was yep. like, and then she went back to 13. Wait, do planes even go back that far? And that made me laugh because I was like, yeah, you've never been in the back of a plane. Like, you haven't been there in years. Like, of course you think the plane ends where the curtain
That
closes.
Is an excellent joke. That is an excellent joke. I remember that joke from her special. I was like, that's top notch.
I thought it was
notch.
Funny because I'm like, also, you fly private. Like, you haven't been on a commercial flight in God knows when.
Yeah, oh, totally. I don't think she's eaten a sandwich in a decade.
oh, my God, I want a sandwich.
Oh, I want a, ooh, yeah, fucking sloppy. You need to, oh, I don't know if I should say this on, maybe I'll say it on air, but it's a place that's so delicious, I, like, don't want everyone to find out about it.
What? Who? Who's it called?
It's called Pearl River Deli.
Pearl River Deli?
And it's this,
why
like,
are you just telling me about it now? Pearl River Deli.
It's this amazing Asian Szechuan place that makes like ribs and pork chop sandwiches.
Dang it, I can't eat fucking meat.
Oh no.
I truly saw a commercial for chicken nuggets and was like, I can't believe I used to eat chicken flesh. I've been a vegetarian for like barely 2 months. It's coming up on 2 months in 10 days.
Good for you. Do you feel good?
I eat trash. I woke up last night or like two nights ago at five or morning. I don't know. What's 5 a.m. to people? Is that the morning?
That's the morning.
That's still nighttime for
me.
But I woke up at 5 a.m., made myself a bagel with cream cheese. And then I Googled Dancing with Wolves and went back to sleep. Like I don't know why.
Why'd you Google Dancing with Wolves?
I have no idea.
Did you? You wanted to see it, I assume.
No, I don't want to see it because I think it's a movie about natives with two white people as the main characters.
I think that's right.
And I guess I like woke up, was eating my bagel, and I was like, I need to learn more about natives. I don't know.
What?
Anyway, okay. Back to the Snatch Game.
Nicole. Oh, man, someone needs to do Nicole Byer for the Snatch Game. That's what they need to do. That's what they need to do.
I don't know. I'm so strange.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone would be able. Like, I don't.
You are wonderful and strange. Yes,
how
you are
strange. How would
you
do me at the Snatch Game?
Man, that is tough.
Yeah, like, what would you ever do?
Hey, RuPaul. Boop, boop, boop. Boop, boop, boop. I didn't hear what you said. I was just thinking, can we have pizza? I just teed. I don't know. I guess I would. Comrade of the cast, Robin Fierce has a really good Nicole Byer impersonation, and she did it on Instagram once. Well, we have to have her send another video of that.
Oh, yes. Honestly, Mono, that made me laugh real hard. I am so strange. Hearing the weird things I say back to me is really funny. But anyway,
you're all joy. You're all joy.
Thank you. Jujubee's Eartha Kitt was so funny. It
so
made
funny.
Me laugh so hard.
So funny.
I don't remember what the question was, but when she was just talking about changing the thermostat.
Oh, yeah, it was, how would you keep me warm on a cold night?
Oh, yes. It made me laugh so hard, because I was like, yes, that's a real answer, but done in Eartha Kitt's voice.
Yeah.
And it was just so funny, because it's like, yeah, Eartha Kitt's like a person. It made me laugh.
It was
also Flava
so
Flav
funny.
Was so funny. They were so joyful.
He's happy, he's loud, he's able to quickly come back at you because he always has something to say. It's great.
Yeah, it was so well thought out and so fun. And then you'll love to see when they take a swing at doing, you know, a cis man at a Snatch Game, and it's just so fun. It reminded me of
Dayla.
My favorite Snatch, what?
Dayla's
was so incredible, but my favorite Snatch Game performance of all time is Kennedy.
Oh, it's Little
Kennedy Davenport
Richie?
Doing Little Richard.
Yeah.
The who's every time she did it, shut took up. Me out. It was so funny. It's, but like,
yeah,
Shay's Flava Flav for me was like almost as good as that.
Yeah.
It was so good.
And this was a good example of she had some great specifics she was going to use, but she found the right way to use them.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and it didn't feel shoehorned at it, like shoehorned in. It felt so natural, mm-hmm. so off the cuff. My God, I was like truly tee-hee-heeing. I couldn't stop laughing. It was a treat.
Committed. It was smart. I could have used more Safari references. I could have used just a few more New York or Charm School.
Or Hoops.
Hoops. Oh, my God. Or Red Oyster. Is one of them called Red Oyster?
I don't know, but then there was Pumpkin.
Oh, Pumpkin. Oh,
and then there was a woman. Do you remember the woman who shat on the staircase?
Yes, I certainly do.
I forgot about it till right now. My God, imagine shitting yourself on television and then talking about it.
Yes.
Where is she now?
Yeah, and they were like, I don't know. I can't remember which one it was, but it was like the second season, I want to say. God, it's good. God, it's wonderful. And
I'm going to Google the woman
who shit herself on Flavor of Love. And you know she had some name like Bumps or Skeet.
Oh my God,
Skeety or Oil Girl. I don't know. He always gave him horrible names. Remember,
I think her name was Nibbles.
Remember the girl who, I guess, for all intents and purposes, was appropriating a very typically Black American dialect, and they all yelled at her for it.
Wait, say what?
I remember there was a girl who was very white presenting with a very Black American dialect that they always yelled at. Man.
I don't remember her.
Oh, man, she was a treat. And I also remember when, I guess it's Shatar. Shatar says she looks like Beyonce. And New York's like, Beyonce? You mean Luther Vandross. It's so good. Okay. Oh, Shatar, microwaving a chicken for like a minute in a microwave and then feeding it to Flavor Flav's mom. God, I love that show. Okay. So wait, Jujubee is great. It is, of course, the best Eartha Kitt ever. It should not be this good. It should not be this good.
It was so good.
Jujubee could have done anyone, it's clear. Just absolutely anyone. She's having fun. Yep, I love it. Oh, also, I want to say Shay's Sasha Velour quote was snuck in there, and I thought it was real adorable. Did you clock that?
No, wait, what?
At one point, as Flavor Flav, she drops a Sasha Velour's line from their finale kind of track. It was wild.
Oh, Shay is so smart and talented, and she's my all-star.
She's my all-star, and it makes me worried because it's some fucking Game of Thrones shit where heavy is the head that carries the throne, and that makes me worry. Oh, who would you, just out of curiosity, who is there any other people you would want to take a stab at during Snatch Game? We always talk about this, but anyone? I'll start with my own. I've been wanting to do Valerie Cherish if I ever, because Rue would lose her fucking mind because she loves Valerie Cherish. You could call it Lisa Kudrow. And she's such a big character.
That would be a lot of fun. Oh, also, it was India tweeted on Twitter that she was going to do Vicky Lawrence as
Mama,
but they wouldn't let her do it because of like copyright stuff. But I'm like, the way around it is all queens should know this, that like they won't let you do characters.
You just say the actor's name.
You just say the actor's name and then do the character from the show.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then you just like, it's so strange that that's how that shook out.
Yeah, but Alti, her mama would not have been refreshing. It would.
I don't know. I think India should make a video as her as Mama to redeem herself.
Great. I'm waiting on the receipt. I just think, as we've seen from her stunning costumes, which she sells online.
She does. And I'm like thinking about buying one.
I think you should. I that lime green one, I thought
it's so pretty,
was unbelievable and will look unbelievable on you. But yeah, I just think it's not her first strength, and that's okay. Like, you can't, it's very hard to be good at everything.
Yes.
Jujubee, one of our favorite queens in the world, wears pretty okay cost, like pretty, her runway's always like good, and she's never blown us away there, and that's okay. Mm-hmm.
And we still love her.
We still fucking love her. So, you know, we all have strengths. Okay, so they're back in the workroom. Nothing much happens in the workroom. They just talk about how Jujubee and Alexis have done Snatch Game about three times at this point. That's it. And they set up Alexis saying she's worried for her sister India.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if that was truly from this episode. Obviously, that talking head could have been from any episode, and they plugged it
that
in.
Isn't that so interesting that that's why they're in the same outfit for all of their confessionals?
Yes.
Because they just chop it up and put it wherever they want?
Yes. That it is wild. So we don't know, but they're certainly setting up that Alexis is pure of heart. And I want to know, do they have the footage? Do they have footage to prove that or not? Because,
yeah, like,
I feel like they'd put it in.
Show us the receipts. I feel like if the show had it, they would use it.
I do too. Unless they want to set up Alexis for the best edit possible, since she's probably in the top three.
Maybe.
I mean, I would be very surprised if she wasn't.
If she's not in the top three, I will riot.
Yeah, me too.
I will fucking get into the streets. I mean, let's get real. I'm not going to do anything. But like, I'm going to be so angry.
Me too. I'll be very, we set our top three and I'm sticking by it.
That's my top three.
But we also know some shenanigans and tomfoolery and goonery happen.
What?
Bullshit happens in All Stars, and now I'm just
waiting.
Oh,
yes. But I'm like, wait, how many more episodes do we have left?
We have only three more episodes, which I don't understand what that means for us.
Me either, because there's like five left.
Yeah, there's five left. I mean, so technically, let's see, one goes home next week. That's a top four. Usually we have a top four in the final episode. So are we getting a comeback episode? Maybe.
We better. I need to see Derek Barry again.
I mean, I do too. It could happen next episode, because I'm very confused by what the challenge is next week. I don't get this family picnic thing. I don't get what the fuck they're talking about.
I didn't watch the coming attractions.
Yeah, they really quickly say something about a family picnic. I was like, I don't get what you're saying. Does that mean it's the makeover challenge? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I want to say, okay, we're just about to dig into the runway. I do want to say that Alexis has tweeted yesterday a picture of Omarosa with font reading, "Something is not right, roll the tapes."
Okay.
Okay. That's a big endorsement. If she's saying I'm ready for the tapes to come out, that makes me want to believe her.
Yeah, but like, what is the tape? Is it like India being like, let's send Shay home?
Well, that's what's perfect is, I think some people are saying it could have happened in, you know, the van on the way to set or some shit like that. We'll never.
I love it.
I love it. It's perfect.
I love it so much.
So should we talk about Mama Ru hitting the runway?
My fucking God, this is stunning.
Oh, this is my favorite look of the season.
Oh, it's so big. It's so beautiful. Oh my God.
It might be my favorite look of like season 12 and All-Stars season 5.
I agree.
Wow.
It's stunning.
Wow. It's tagged with like just hot pink, cerulean, and lime yellow, and her hair and makeup are, oh.
Yeah, it was truly a treat.
Oh, the stack of white, gorgeous curls.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I've never seen her in something so big.
No. And then I was like, how on earth is she sitting?
No, she had to have taken the bottom off. There's no way she's sitting.
Right?
There's no way.
But I just loved it. So the runway is prom?
It's prom, I guess. It's prom.
Yeah, I liked it. Miss Cracker's up first.
For me,
this isn't prom-y.
This was not enough. No. The face is a great idea. I think the dress should have been a lot funnier. Since we're going funny, the dress should be funny. Mm-hmm. It's like neither horrible nor good.
Yeah, it's like really run of the milly. I think if you're gonna like it, I felt like she was trying to do. Do you remember Pearl and Trixie as the conjoined prom twins? And then she was wearing that like mouth bracy thing. I was like, yeah, go further with it.
Yeah, go further. And obviously, it reminds us of Gigi's from season 12.
But
also, it's like I'm thinking of Pandora now because it's like because it's funny, but it's not like going hard enough into funny crazy.
Yeah, it's just like
Yeah. The dress, look, the face looks right, the zits are funny, and her mm-hmm. performance is funny, but it's overall just totally okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just fine.
If it was old school rules, would you have made her safe? Or would she have been in your bottom?
No, because it would be a bottom two.
Let's say it's a bottom two.
Well, my bottom two for this would have been India and Blair.
I agree.
Blair's runway, I think, saves her.
Oh.
So I think I would have put Cracker in the bottom.
That's actually a really good point. Because
I loved Blair's, but first Alexis Mateo.
Yes.
This like red quinceañera fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And then she painted a little differently.
Yeah.
It was a little softer and her eyes are a little bit more opened up.
I love it.
She looks really pretty.
Her leg is juicy and delicious.
I really love it. Yeah.
I wish her hair was like 2 inches taller, but she's that is being so unfair because it's really pretty.
You wish what was?
I wish her hair was like 2 inches taller or bigger.
Oh.
But that is...
Fair.
It is a 9.5 out of 10. It is gorgeous.
I really liked it. I thought it was so pretty.
And I like seeing non-bumped it hair. I like seeing different wig styles on her. She's giving us versatility. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. It's prom.
And then India Farah, this is not prom for
Where?
Me.
Where?
Where is the prom?
Where is the prom? I don't buy it.
But that being said, I think this is a pretty look.
It is. It weirdly reminds me of the look she got kicked. Yes.
The look that she got picked up in was a lace with white people color nude underneath.
Yeah.
A corset, but also she had a top hat on.
Yeah, she was doing very carnival circus Britney pink look.
But that's really interesting that she went home in the same... Was that a plan?
I don't know.
Did she do that on purpose?
Well, I guess technically... Because she goes... No, when she gets picked up, she stays.
Oh, yeah, and then, whoops.
And then the next week is when she doesn't wear her big old titties. And she wears an elegant dress that they're like, now you have to go. Now that you gave us... Now that you gave us what we asked for, we hate it. Go away.
That's why you never give them what they ask for.
Never. Never. You never give them what they ask for. She went home to Hanny, Stacey Lane Matthews. Okay, so I just did not like this.
I love Stacey Lane Matthews.
Oh, Hanny.
Yeah, it wasn't for me.
Who the fuck is Heather? I don't... I think the eye makeup looks cool and stuff, but I don't...
Yeah, but prom?
It's not prom. I guess it's almost Carrie, but it's not Carrie. It's no. I don't know. It's pretty, but I think this is a good time for you to do something funny, India.
Yeah, like have fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't for me.
Not for me. No. Blair St. Cabert.
My God, I fucking loved this.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
It was stunning. The makeup is right. The hair is right. The top hat, the tuxedo gown, and then the little crown underneath. This is it. This was stunning. The nails, everything was
the
right.
The muted, like, aquamarine that's paired with the red is really hot.
Yes. Yeah. Like, that she served a fucking lick.
And I mean, this is one of those looks that, oh, the gems in the tiny hair and the no eyebrows. I mean,
yeah,
you're right. This
truly turned it the fuck out.
This keeps you out of the bottom. This is why I don't know if I like everyone being in the bottom. I don't like that. I think that's gonna piss us off very soon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, okay, they served it. Okay, Blair, do runways. Jujubee.
I love this. This was so fun and cute and campy. The hair, I like the hair. I love Jujubee's makeup.
Love it.
And then the dress, I would personally wear it. I loved it.
Very Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Very, oh, Ramon. Oh, Ramon. Just discover me, Ramon. Just discover me. I'm sorry. I love that movie so much. Okay. Oh, what a treat. Okay. Okay, yeah, she killed it. I love Juju.
Yeah, I thought it was so cute. And, like, very Juju.
Very Juju. And it was draggier than usual, which made me happy. It had little pops that I think...
Yeah, and I like these butterflies. Mm-hmm. I just... Yeah, for me, this... I love
the corsage.
It made me happy.
The corsage.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that Jesse Spano hair. It was great.
It's what a treat.
Okay.
Shea Coulee, my fucking God.
My fucking
this
Lord.
This is so good.
Oh my God. And she's got a story with it. It's about her losing.
Yes.
Oh, and that I'm, you know what? I'm going to just really quickly go drown myself because.
Right? It's so good.
Because drag is over. Drag is over.
It's, the only thing I would say is the headpiece, not very prommy, but.
But it's kind of a fun carry reference.
But it's fun. And I can also see someone wearing that to the prom and then being like, yep, that's the most extra girl in school.
Right. But I actually think it is because it's such a carry reference. You know, that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I like the Carrie reference. It reminds me, Raja did a really fun Carrie look on season 3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just stunning, and it's different. She's giving us different stuff every week, and it's all more gag-areny than the last. It's really unbelievable.
I love it.
I love it. Holy shit. So, Shay wins. Shay wins.
Mm-hmm.
And do we agree?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought they were going to make Alexis win just to, like, even out the drama, but...
Yes.
But
well, I think Shay was the best, and then I think it was a tie between Juju and Alexis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. They all did great. Man, those three really did great. And yeah, Cracker got in her head. I feel for her, because I think Cracker is an excellent performer, but I think she's shown her writing is so good. She just has, she was having a hard time having fun with it. And Blair's was not very fun. Blair's was just not fun. Was not fun. Okay. And we talked about all the juicy, delicious, crazy drama in Untucked.
So wild. And then it was just like, well, everyone's got to make a choice. And then the lipstick assassin is fucking Alexis Mateo's very own Vanessa Vanjie Mateo.
Yes, yes, yes. What?
And I was like, to have her drag daughter, like, this is, oh my
you
God,
smelling
I was
stunts?
Gagged.
I'm
smelling the stunts.
Kids, I'm making stunts. Who wants some? It's really crazy. Yeah, and they'd have this Madonna song. I forget what it's called, but it's a very early 90s Madonna. Maybe even late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Open Your Heart. Man.
It's fun.
It's fun. I wish these two got the Rihanna song. And then last week, Morgan, I just wish that for some reason.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah, that would have been a little bit more fun. But I agree. Shay gave you levels. Shay turned it out and Shay won.
Yes, I think Shay won. Vanjie is a very charismatic performer. I wouldn't call her an assassin.
Yes.
But I think she's an incredibly charismatic, amazing Drag Race queen.
I think given the right song, she's an assassin.
Yes, like her Mary J. Blige song last season or in 11 was just unreal. She has so much talent. I just want to see more old school classic assassins. I want to see that. And I don't know if we're going to get any more. But man, Shay did.
Yeah, bring back Kennedy Davenport.
I mean, Trinity K. Bonet. I mean,
yes.
Coco Montrese. I mean,
I would love to see Coco Montrese.
My God. Her and Alyssa's lip sync to Cold Blooded Snake. Paula Abdul, my God. My God.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Wow. Okay, so Shay wins, and I think she does the right thing by sending India home. India sends her off with a "I was not lying" message.
Mm-hmm.
And she says 4-H. Yes,
with the 3-H, 4-H's.
Whatever, yeah.
Hope, hilarity, and honesty.
And hair.
Hope, hilarity, honesty,
and hair.
And hair. And I thought it was just like interesting, you know? I was like, okay. And then I was like, so that means it's like something for the judges to get into, I guess.
I don't know.
Like, because the judges have to be like, wait, what happened? So, yeah, it was an interesting way to leave.
I don't know. And I hope Shay is rewarded for being kind. And I think it was a smart game move to be like, look, I'm not going even. Oh, I'm so worried for her, though, because it's like she did the right thing. Mm-hmm. I really don't think there was any other choice, because as we already said, if she got rid of anyone else, it would have looked really crazy.
Yes, because India was literally in the bottom 4 weeks in a row. So it's like, yeah, why are you still here?
Yes. Yeah.
Not to be rude, but you know.
Yeah, I think it was a fair choice. And Shay strikes me as a queen who wants to win the fairest way possible. She's just doing the best. Oh man, what chaos. I can't wait. Untucked kind of had a little bit more tea, but nothing, just more of the same. He said, she said, I love Alexis asking Alexis. I'm sorry, Jujubee asking Alexis, girl, are you lying to me? What's up? Yeah.
But it would have been a gag if she was like, yes, Juju, I'm lying to everyone. It's like, well, she's not going to say that she's lying on camera. Come on now.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love Alexa saying, this is why Derek thinks you're fake. I live.
Oh, that was so funny.
My God. I was just jumping out of my seat. My titties and taint are lit up. I'm so excited.
I got to say, this episode was a real blast. I had a good time.
Real blast. Well, I think one thing before we say goodbye is I know we've been teasing what we're going to do after All Stars concludes. And I think we're going to announce what our plans are. Nicole, shall we? Should we?
Yeah, tell them.
We are going to be recapping Canada's Drag Race.
Canada.
And we're just gonna start late because that's the kind of queens we are.
I'm just like, why is it starting now?
I don't know why it's starting now. It's stupid.
It's really weird.
It's stupid. Like, it's stupid.
Like, let All Stars finish.
Yes. Let All Stars finish. We have time. You can't produce anything else. Even if it's a back-to-back, I would live if it was done and here comes another one. So we're just going to...
Just like they did with the season 12 and All-Stars.
Yes!
That was so wild. I couldn't believe it. I was like, no break? Okay.
No break at all. But now they said, oh, you thought you didn't want a break before.
You're not going to get a break now. We're just going to run them concurrently.
Now you're going to drown. We're going to do it. We're just going to be a little late. We'll give some We'll give some real quick highlights of the first four eps, but we're not too worried about missing too much. We'll tell you what we liked about the first four eps.
Mm-hmm.
Gagarini should be fun. I think it's going to be a real messy good time. I really enjoyed the first ep so far.
You've already been watching?
I already saw the first ep. Yeah, it's a real messy little time. It feels like season. It feels like season two, Nicole. It is. Messy. And I mean, there's some like wet seal couture coming down the runway and we're like,
oh boy, I love it.
Like, that works. That worked. Okay. I guess. Yeah. And I'm excited to see where it goes. Okay. Anything you want to plug before we go, Nicole?
Hell yeah. I got a book, dude. You guys got to buy my book.
Buyer.
Yeah, buy her books. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and fucking Twitter at Nicole Byer. Mm-hmm. And I've got other podcasts that you can listen to. Mono?
Yes, follow me at Mono Gapian. Listen to my other podcast on Patreon called Be Love Trash with Betsy Sodaro. Ooh, we have a good time there. And before we go, I want to read a lovely, lovely review we got on Apple Podcasts. We want you guys to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, like 5-star if you want. But truly, be you, be honest, don't be no fake asshole. Give us the review we deserve. This one says, Beyond Wonderful from X the X Reason. I love this podcast and I still can't believe it's the only one. Mono and Nicole are amazing, and I always love hearing them. One of my favorite podcasts ever. I look forward to Mondays because of Drag Her. P.S. Nicole, if you read this, your tent becomes your house.
What?
Tom Nook will give you a loan, and you just pay it off.
Oh, my tent becomes my house?
Your tent becomes your house. Yes.
Okay.
Honestly, if and when you play, call me. I will walk you through it. I swear. Or you can look up Animal Crossing walkthrough. You can Google Animal Crossing walkthrough and they will. I will get to the bottom of this. I want you to have a beautiful home with beautiful decorations.
Yeah, some people have like stores and shit. And I was like, I can't even get a house.
We'll get you. We'll get you there. Well, from us queens to you queens. Bye.
Bye bye.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.